it's 6 o'clock. It's time to start this thing, so I'll call this meeting to order. Dave, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It doesn't say this on, but we have to call roll now?
Yeah, I'll put it on here instead of, roll call. I'll put it on.
Okay, so there's new rules apparently. So we need to go around the horn and state your name and say that you're here.
David McFarland, I'm here.
Jennifer Live. Flinton, here.
Blair Holmes, present.
Jenny Harris, present.
Fabulous. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I will motion to approve the agenda.
I second it.
In favor? We have approved the agenda. And we're going to start with Standard Wellness.
Hello.
Well, hi there. What can we do for you?
So right now we're needing approval on our water and sewer meter to be approved. Mr. Lane bought the building that we were building. We are in process of getting a permanent fixture on our property to become permanent instead of temporary. We have started putting out quotes. We sold the building because it's cookie cutter from our Missouri and Ohio locations. Those ones are a $2 billion cannabis industry, and we're in a $2 million industry. So we just don't need all that extra space. So the next meeting, we are planning on submitting those plans for the buildings. But right now, it's getting our water and sewer connected.
Oh.
We did receive your check, and so JL will come and get the meter placed, and then it'll be up to you guys to get it to your building, and then sewer you get from the main line to your building.
Yep. And we have quotes in process. We just want to make sure it got approved, and then we'll get that going probably next week.
Is that our thing now, or is that City Council? Because that's not part of the building permit, is it?
Yeah, it's part of a building permit.
Oh, psych.
It always has been, but it's available. They bought it, so they have it.
So are we needing, per the memo that was sent out from the engineer, site plans showing where all of that is going?
They will put it in the site plans, but they're working on those.
Okay.
So you just need the verbal approval of it, I guess?
Correct. That's what I understood.
Yeah, you can.
I'll entertain a motion.
Motion approved.
I will second the motion.
All in favor? There you go.
Thank you.
Have fun building.
Oh, we will.
Don't get started yet.
I know.
We'll come back.
I know. We'll get it all approved.
Yeah. Oh. David's here. Number two. What?
Thank you.
They put in new rules. So for the record, state your name. Say you're here.
David Jobe. I'm here.
Thank you. Next we have Dave Layton, who had brought us site plans.
Yeah, do you want me to pull them up?
Please.
Sorry, I should have left this open.
And you are going to finish the building that Standard Wellness started.
Correct.
And it's going to be your new company headquarters.
Correct. So we've contracted with Hanson and had them begin the process of providing site plans. For the time being, we'll finish the building on, I believe it's lot 20 now. That'll be our main goal, is to finish that building, and we'll do, so we'll finish the existing building, and then we'll do a TI on the inside, so we'll build out some office space.
And that building already has the water run to it and the sewer run to it, or do you need to run that to the building?
So sewer and water have been tapped. We don't know exactly where they enter the building, so that will still need to be surveyed, and we'll need to discover that. But they are on the property, yes.
And these plans have been submitted to the engineer. And he has responded, correct?
He has not. He just got him yesterday when I got him, so he hasn't had time to review them.
Oh. Do any of you have any questions for Mr. Layton on his site plan?
What is the building going to be used for?
We're a construction company, so we'll use it as our headquarters, and we'll have our equipment materials there, so.
So it'll be offices. Will it also be a repair facility for your equipment, or?
Not necessarily, no. No, we'll produce some of our, we're wood framers, so we'll produce some of that on site and ship it to our jobs.
Nice. Nobody has any other questions for Mr. Layton?
How many employees do you plan to have?
That's a good question.
Do you have semi-trucks coming and going a lot?
No, we shouldn't have too much. I mean, yes, we will have semis coming and going, but it won't be a daily occurrence, no. And I anticipate 10 to 15, possibly 20 employees at the most.
There are no further questions. Entertain a motion to approve his site plan.
Contingent on the engineering.
Oh, contingent upon the engineering.
Approval.
Which must be articulated in the motion.
Must.
I will motion to approve the site plans contingent upon the engineer signing off.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So there you go.
Thank you.
And last but not least, Mr. Chambers, you have a site plan for us?
I have.
Does our engineer have a site plan yet?
Pardon me?
Does our engineer have a site plan yet?
This was drawn, created by Hansom and Associates in Brigham City. I think when I was in here in May, this is what you'd asked for. Print's kind of small, but I'll just leave that. Where will I be now?
Doesn't help. So Hansen drew this for you?
Jim Flint, and they came out. A lot of that's my explanation of what's there, but it's an accurate description. They came out on site, looked. I would assume they would have said, hey, this isn't what a traditional, what a normal wash facility. You know, there was no red flags on their end. So anyway, if I remember right, in May when I was in here, this is what you wanted. And so I'm just curious.
Well, this looks like this is just a schematic of kind of where everything is placed on the property. But what about how you're handling the drainage, the pollution?
It pretty much explains it there. You know, right there, sediment basement, around through a grease interceptor to the sewer system. Like I say, that's pretty hard to, it's pretty small print. What, you know, I don't know what more you know, I explained what I needed, and this is what they provided me, and I assume that's...
This will have to be submitted to our city engineer.
Okay.
And then the city engineer will have to go over it, and if he has any questions, he'll send the questions back.
Okay.
And he'll tell you what he needs, because it's... This body doesn't per se say this is what you've got to have, other than...
Exactly. You know, anyway, I'm just providing what I was asked for that I didn't have in May, and...
Right.
Sure, you know, if that's the next step...
That's the next step would be for you to submit this, and I don't know how that process works.
Do you have a digital copy, an email? You can email a copy of that to us?
I can't email nothing, but I can bring pieces of paper. That's my life.
I can scan it in, and I'll email it to the engineer if you'll leave it.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome to this copy, so...
And then what's your email so he can get in contact with you?
Do you have an email? Doesn't sound like you have an email.
I have it. I don't know how to access it, but I have it.
Well, then it won't do me any good.
But, no, I can... Anyway, it's all lowercase, AGRI trucking, the number 8, at Gmail.
Okay.
And I would just look for something from...
Sunrise Engineer? Josh would be his name.
Okay. I guess that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. I'll give this to Kendra, and she can scan that, and she'll email it off to the engineer, and once he looks it over, and if he has any questions, he'll get a hold of you.
Perfect.
And we will move on from
now,
there.
Now, is he city employee or subcontracted by the city, or what's his position?
He's our contracted engineer.
That the city hires, so not a city employee.
Nope.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, let's see. I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes.
I will motion to approve the previous minutes.
A second.
In favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Our last order of business is the checklist that you all got emailed for the new ordinances and for the subdivision ordinance, whatever. That checklist that our engineering firm came up with. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any questions about that? Any concerns about that checklist?
I mean, I thought it was comprehensive, but you said city council has...
They liked it, yeah.
They liked the way it... Okay, the way it is. That was one question.
So, I liked the way it was worded. I like... It's long, but then again, it's got to be, because there's a lot of... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff in that. We have another meeting scheduled on the 22nd. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Because next week is city council.
Correct.
And then the week after that, we have a joint meeting with the city council and the engineering firm that did that. Right? Correct?
Yeah, he's going to come answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So am I to understand from the body that we have no questions, comments to the city council other than we all seem to like the way that the list he put out, the checklist. These flies are bugging. Okay. So, Mayor, if you could tell the city council that we like the list as well. It'll be hard, I know. It'll be tough for you. Do we have any other reports, Kendra? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
A motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you. All.